trivia questions and the world's wildest obstacle course for a chance to win some cash and phenomenal prizes. Sounds pretty good. I'm your host, Liza Koshy, and joining me, a guy who's been around the horn a few times, whatever that means. What? It's Mark Summers.
How are you? Nice to see you today.
Exactly. You've been around the horn?
Well, in baseball, it means you're going around the horn first, second, third, and then home. So in my life, I guess I'm rounding third.
Well, Mark, let's meet our teams. In blue, we have sisters Lizzie and Allie, two figure skaters that are hoping to skate circles around the competition. They are the Showy Skaters. Lizzie, tell me, what kind of moves or tricks can you do? What are we going to see today?
I landed my single axel, and I have quite a few of my doubles, and I'm hoping to land my double axel by the end of the year.
We're really hoping you're landing your double dare. That's what we want here. Mm-hmm. Now, what about you, Allie? Any good skating stories?
I used to hate losing. I would get really mad if I lost.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm determined to get my axel.
That's the key to the game, is determination. All right, double axles coming your way. I know it is. Now let's meet the red team. Kainoa and Kalani, they're brothers. They're best friends, too. They're the home run homies. Yeah. I love that name. Home run homies. So you guys play basketball?
No.
Baseball, right? They've been around the horn before.
There you go.
There we go. I'm learning, guys. I'm learning. So home run homies. Kainoa, what do you love so much about baseball?
I just really love hitting the ball, and I really love running those bases and making it home.
I think you just taught me the sport. Hit the ball, run the bases.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Basketball sounds fun. What about you, Kalani?
It's the same thing. Hit the ball and run the bases.
Good stuff, guys. All right, guys, you guys ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, now here is how round one works. I'm going to ask you a question. You get it right, you get $50. Now, if you don't know the answer or you think the other team doesn't have a clue, you can dare them to answer it for double the amount. Now be careful, because they can double dare you right back for four times the amount. Then you'll either have to answer the question or take the physical challenge. All right, now my homies won the toss-up challenge. $50 on the board. Are you ready for your first question?
Yeah.
All right, here it is. In what classic board game does a player win by checkmating their opponent's king?
Checkers?
I'm sorry, checkers is incorrect. The correct answer was chess. And because there was no dare, that means there's no money. But the Showy Skaters, you guys have control now. You ready for your question?
Yep.
Here it is. Which of these is considered a common yoga pose? Sideways snake, downward facing dog, or uptown funk?
Downward facing dog?
That is correct. Still in control, Showy Skaters. If you were practicing masonry, what kind of material would you likely be working with? Is it bricks, haystacks, or kids named Mason?
Dare.
Dare, not with $100. If you were practicing masonry, what kind of material would you likely be working with? Is it bricks, haystacks, or kids named Mason?
Double dare.
Double dare are now worth $200. Ladies, what do we think?
Bricks?
That is correct! Showy Skaters won $200 with that question. I have to ask, was that a little strategy? Did you guys know?
No, I just guessed.
You just guessed?
Yeah.
Well, that guess worked because you guys got $200. All right, now in control with $250 on the board, your next question. Cuspids, incisors, and molars are all names for what body part?
Teeth?
That's right. You got it. Another $50. All right, here we go. What square French pastry is the official donut of Louisiana?
Beignets?
Beignets is correct. You got it. Another $50. Still in control. Show me skaters. Feeling good?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, then I'll give you another question then. If tomorrow is hashtag TBT and the day after that is hashtag FBF, then what day of the week would today be?
Dare.
I would too. Dare. Now with $100. If tomorrow is hashtag TBT and the day after that is hashtag FBF, then what day of the week would today be?
Is that double dare?
Double dare.
Double dare.
Me too. Double dare. $200. Ladies, what do we think?
Thursday?
I'm sorry, Thursday is incorrect. If tomorrow is Throwback Thursday and the day after that is Flashback Friday, then what day of the week would today be? The correct answer is Wednesday, or WBW, way back Wednesday. I made that one up. I'm trying to be trending. Now my money goes over to my homies, $200. There we go. Mark, do you know what a hashtag means? What did your generation call a hashtag?
It was called a telephone sign.
A telephone sign?
I'll explain it to you later.
Yeah, tell me later. Yeah. Tell me later, Dad. All right, you guys are now in control. Here is your question. What is the name of the device used to measure earthquakes, explosions, or other earth-shaking phenomenon?
There.
There.
Dare, now worth $100. Ladies, what is the name of the device used to measure earthquakes, explosions, or other earth-shaking phenomenon?
Double dare.
Double dare. I'm shook. What do we think?
Physical challenge.
Finally. Come on down, my homies.
We use them all the time here in Southern California. They're a seismograph. $200 physical challenge. Liza.
Thanks, Mark. All right, now I've sent my home run homies to get geared up, but I need some help explaining this game. Come on over here.
Oh, yeah?
Did you like that one?
That was cute. I liked
it. I think I'm a dad now. I think I liked it.
Almost.
All right, let me put this egg back. Basically, what we're going to have to do is our boys here are geared up with helmets and a hammer on their head.
Sort of like hammerhead sharks.
Hammerhead sharks, that's right. What they need to do is crack all the eggs on the table in 20 seconds. You think they can do it?
I bet they can. You guys feel confident about this?
Yeah.
They look pretty strong-minded right now. All right, guys. I tried.
Oh, did you tell them that that's going to be vibrating you?
Oh, I didn't, Mark. Did you know that?
I knew that. Why don't we show them what it's going to look like when we turn that on?
What happens?
There you go. Makes it a little more difficult.
Whoa. Okay, you guys think you got that? $200. You're going to break all the eggs in 20 seconds. All right, guys. I believe in you. On your mark. Summers, get set. Go. $50, but don't worry, man, because it's still everybody's game, right?
That's right, Chris. The dollar values will be doubling. Somebody's going to the obstacle course. Who will it be? We'll find out together after the break.
Welcome back to round two of Double Dare, where everything is worth double the dollars. Now, at the end of this round, the winner gets to keep their bank and move on to the final obstacle course. Now, this toss-up will determine who gets control in round two. Are you guys ready? On your mark, get set, throw!
These two teams are trying to stick those lint balls to a giant lint roller. First team to stick three gets $100 in control of round two.
Congratulations, home run homies. That game was easy for you, right? With the baseball arm? I saw you wind up and everything. All right, you guys just banked $100. You have $550 on the board. My girls have $350 on the board. But hey, we're in round two, and every question from here on out is worth double now. You got it?
Yeah.
All right, we got money on the line. Here we go. My home run homies, y'all have control. Here's your question. What 19th century painter famously cut off his own ear?
Dare.
Now worth $200. What 19th century painter famously cut off his own ear, ladies?
Vincent van Gogh. Ooh.
That is correct. Yeah. Control in the skater's hands. It's now a tied game. Check it out, guys. 550 on each board. Here's your next question. By land area, what's the smallest U.S. state? Is it Delaware, Rhode Island, or Minichusetts?
Rhode Island.
That is correct. right, Joey Skaters, for $100, your question. In Greek mythology, who has snake hair and can turn people to stone with only her gaze?
Medusa.
Correct. Yes, $750 for my skaters. Your next $100 question. Multiply the number of sides of a trapezoid to the number of sides of a parallelogram. What do you get?
16?
No. 16 is correct. You guys got it. Was there a little discussion there, a little fighting there going on?
I don't know. I was just like, no, not yet. Don't do it yet.
Don't do
it
yet.
I was sure, because I know math.
You know math.
Yeah.
You don't.
And I don't.
Both of them have four sides, a trapezoid and a parallelogram, so you multiply them. 16, you got the answer. Good job, girl. All right, here's your next question. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's actually just the first successful rocket launched by SpaceX. What was the name of the rocket? Was it Eagle 1, Dragon 1, or Falcon 1?
Dare.
Dare. Now we're at $200 because we're in round two. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's actually the first successful rocket launched by SpaceX. What was the name of the rocket? Was it Eagle 1, Dragon 1, or Falcon 1?
Double Dare.
Double Dare.
Double Dare. Now worth $400. Blue team, what do you think?
We'll take the physical challenge.
They're taking the physical challenge. Come on, Blue.
Falcon 1 is the answer. There could be a lead change. Let's find out. Liza, tell us what this physical challenge is all about.
Oh, this physical challenge, one of my favorites. One player will throw water balloons into a bucket, sending water out of four different tubes. Now, the other has to catch the water in a cup on their head and fill it past that line, you see? Yeah. All right, now head on over to Eric and Michelle. All right, while they're getting geared up, girls, remember, you guys have to fill the cup past the line in 30 seconds or less. You guys do it, and $400 is yours. Feeling good?
Yep, yep.
All right, all right. Well, go ahead and get on into position. All right, guys. Woo. Here we go. On your mark. Get wet. Go. All right, going our first balloon. It's already in. Go for it. Fill it up, girl. Fill it up. Ooh. Our second balloon is in.
Go back. Go back.
Find the cup. Lift up a little higher. Lift up. There you go. Oh, we missed one balloon. Balloon's coming next. Whoa. She may be good at it. Oh, 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 oh. You see the balloon in there? Homies, and now they're in the lead with $950 on the board. My ladies have $850. This is a very close game. All right, now with the control, my homies, are you guys ready for your question?
Yeah.
Here it is. Dr. John Watson is the sidekick of what fictional detective who lives at 221B Baker Street?
There.
There.
Dare. Now worth $200. Lady, Dr. John Watson is the sidekick of what fictional detective who lives at 221B Baker Street?
Double Dare.
Double Dare. Ooh, that's right. Worth $400.
Okay.
Physical challenge.
Physical challenge.
They're taking the physical challenge. Come on over here, guys.
Audience, what's the answer? Sherlock Holmes. This could determine as to who goes to that obstacle course. Liza.
All right, boys, go ahead and go over there and get into positions. Basically, what you guys want to do is knock all the cards off this table in 30 seconds using those frisbees, okay? And you want to stay behind the line, all right? Now, this is for $400. Mark, are we ready?
I'm ready. This is exciting.
All right, look at those big cards. Everything on Double Dare is double the size, except for me. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
On your mark, get set, throw.
Come on over here, boys.
for you guys. Did you guys have fun?
Yeah.
Good. We had fun playing with you. Good job, guys. Good job. Mark, are you ready?
I am so ready. That couldn't have been any more exciting. But here's the question, audience. Are you ready for an amazing obstacle course? That's coming up right after this. Stay tuned.
Double Dare. Catch another episode next. Keep it here.
Welcome back to Double Dare, where the home run homies made it all the way to the obstacle course. Y'all feel like it's the best home run you've run so far?
Yeah.
Yeah? You guys are excited?
Yeah.
Kainoa and Kalani, in the first two rounds, you guys won $1,350. As if that wasn't enough, there's more prizes to be won on the obstacle course. Now it's time to take on the world-famous Double Dare obstacle course. You guys are going to run through all eight obstacles, okay? You finish each one by grabbing the flag. And when you do, you're going to earn an incredible prize. Sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah.
I know, I want to go through it too. First up, we have pick it. All you want to do is pick it. That's right. Get all up in there, pick out some boogers, pick up the flag, and we'll give you one of these.
The portable turntable. Adjust speed, sync to Bluetooth, and stream music with Crosley Cruiser Deluxe Portable Turntable.
Obstacle two, this one's for you. It's pop locking. That's right. You want to get all up in those lockers, pop them open, see what's inside. It's a flag. Grab it, and you're going to grab one of these.
This package of three Rio Grande games. These strategy games encourage family and friends to plan and think rather than just play on lock.
Next up, it's obstacle three. You can blame this one on me. I clogged it. My bad. It's clogged. You want to reach your hands in, grab the flag, hopefully nothing else. Grab the flag, and you're going to grab one of these.
Ooh, experience the thrill of building your own toy roller coaster with Kinect's Thrill Rides.
Obstacle four. Oh, yeah, there's more. This is down the hatch. What you want to do is open up the mouth, slide down. You're going to grab that little flag on that little dangly thing. It's called a uvula. A uvula, that's right. A uvula. Grab it down, and you're going to slide into this.
An iHome Bluetooth speaker with 360-degree color-changing light show.
All right, next up is my boy Overstuffed, all right? You're going to dig through this, homie. Grab the flag, and you're going to grab one of these.
Over a dozen spectacular novelty water toys from Pool Candy. Plan the ultimate party with Pool Candy.
All right, number six, my homies, let's keep tubing here. What you want to do is climb through and grab the flag right in the middle there. Climb through the other half, slide on down, and you're going to slide into this.
Enjoy the best birthday party ever. Jump, flip, and fly with up to 15 friends on your big day at Sky Zone.
All right, obstacle seven is basically heaven. You're going to be looking like a snack. That's right. This is the hot dog. What you want to do is slide your bun down these buns, grab the condiments, grab the flag, and you're going to grab one of these.
A Mozzie hoverboard with patented TruRide technology and lithium phosphate batteries. Riding is fun and safe. Hoverboards, the future of hoverboards is here.
Obstacle eight is the Great Mount St. Double Dare. That's right. You good? Yeah. You scared? Yeah, I'm not. All right, what you want to do is climb all the way up Mount St. Double Dare. Rise! Stop it! Stop! Bad boy, sit! Okay, cool. What you want? Stop! What you want to do is climb all the way up to the top, grab the flag, slide on down, and you're going to slide into a mountain of prizes with this.
We're sending in a space camp. Train like an astronaut and experience NASA-inspired missions at the world-renowned space camp in Huntsville, Alabama. Good luck, guys.
All right, homies. Y'all have seen the whole obstacle course. Which one are you guys most excited about?
I'm excited about the mouth.
The mouth?
Yeah.
You got a big mouth? You got one too? All right, which one are you excited about?
The hot dog.
Hot dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to smell real good after that. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm excited to see you guys. Let me get 60 seconds on the clock. You guys go ahead and get into positions. Mark is going to be waiting for you guys at the finish line. Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. On your mark, get set, go!
Grab it, grab it, grab it. You got it, you got it. Come on down. Grab it, grab it, grab it. Grab it, grab it. Grab it.
You guys went through 6 obstacles. Mark, tell me what they won.
They got the portable turntables and the Rio Grande game package, the building set, the Bluetooth speaker, the pool inflatables, the Sky Zone birthday party, and $1,350. Total cash and prizes over 3,000.